The New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research, or BOCSR, has released its latest data on the number of people in custody for the quarter of up till the end of June. It shows a sharp increase in the number of children being locked up. This follows the recent extension of harsh bail laws by the New South Wales government. First Nations organisations and legal experts say the stats are a wake-up call for the New South Wales government, showing that its law and order approach is failing to prevent crime or indeed help kids and communities. With us to explain, we welcome to the 2SER Breakfast Studios from the Justice and Equity Centre, Solicitor Kate Sinclair. Morning, Kate. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
Thank you so much for joining us, Kate. What is it in these statistics that has you concerned?
Yeah, they're really alarming. So the kind of headline figures are we've seen a 34% increase in the number of kids in custody over just 2 years. And about 60% of kids in custody are Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander. And even more concerning is the final figure, which is 70% of these kids are on remand. And this increase over just a short period of time is seeing kind of the reversal of what was a long-term trend of seeing fewer kids in custody.
Yeah.
And you might think, well, has crime gone up? Is that what is driving this?
Yeah.
All the evidence says no. The statistics show actually across most crime types, young people are offending less. There's been a 45% decrease in youth crime in 16 years across every state and territory. What is driving this is a policy change from the New South Wales government.
So you say that most of these kids are being held on remand. What does that mean?
So it means that they've been charged, but they haven't been sentenced. So they're effectively waiting in prison for their day in court. So they've been taken out of their community.
Yeah.
They've been picked up for an offence, taken out of their community, and they're just waiting to determine whether they're guilty or not. It's very likely, it happens often that kids who are charged don't end up getting sentenced for these crimes that they're charged with.
Yeah. I imagine there's probably some people saying that it's a small number of bad kids that we need to keep off the streets. So what's so wrong with having them held in detention?
The problem is this doesn't make, holding kids in custody doesn't make communities safer. Like, it'd be great if it worked, but it doesn't. Instead, what we are doing is making it much more likely that kids will re-offend. There is no evidence to suggest that locking up kids makes communities safer.
Yeah.
On the contrary, all the evidence says locking up kids makes crime more likely and makes communities less safe.
Yeah.
So really, what we want to be doing is supporting the programs or supporting the policies that actually work. Like, we all want safer communities. That's a no-brainer. It's about how we get there, and we know that the approach that the government's taking doesn't work.
Well, what should the New South Wales government be doing instead?
Yeah, so as I said, like, when we take kids out of community, we're taking them away from school, we're taking them away from positive role models, we're taking them away from family and communities that could be supporting them. These are the most important things that keep kids connected and stop offending. So when we take them out of those things, we're saying, look, you're a criminal, we're going to treat you like a criminal. The things that work would be addressing the drivers of their crime. So most of these kids are from backgrounds of disadvantage. A lot of them have disabilities, experiencing cognitive impairments. They've experienced trauma in their life. Most of them are disengaged with school, or it might be that they're bored. A lot of crimes happen on the weekends or happen after school hours. We really just need to be giving these kids something to do that is constructive, positive role models, and then wrapping around the other social supports that could help them. Because we know the drivers for youth crime are social issues, so they require social solutions.
Yeah. And the Justice and Equity Centre continues to provide critical oversight of the police, prisons and youth detention centres to protect human rights and ensure fair and lawful treatment. If people are wanting to find out more about your wonderful work, where would you direct them, Kate?
Yeah, so the Raise the Age campaign is an important place to visit first. We lock kids up at the age of 10 in New South Wales. You can learn more about that at the Raise the Age website. You can visit our website, the Justice and Equity Centre, or also the Aboriginal Legal Service does incredible work in this area.
Kate Sinclair from the Justice and Equity Centre, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.